this is Julie DeBrown. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back. Videotapes. That was Blouse from Portland, Oregon, with their song Videotapes from the album, self-titled album, Blouse. The couple things, PBS, the public broadcasting system in the U.S., has a great series of videos called Off Book, all about kind of new media, things like that. They had a great one on GIFs, and they had a great episode recently on retro media. And I mean, they're only like 10 minutes. They're not that great, but they're interesting, and it kind of looks at why retro media is so appealing to people. So dead stock photography, cassette culture, and VHS making a comeback. Videotapes. That song goes out to Darren and the rest of the gang at Black Dog Video, celebrating the 7th anniversary of their commercial drive location. I used to work at the Canby Street location, which has been around for much longer, and those guys are the best. It's, you know, maybe you use Netflix, maybe you download whatever, that's fine, but it's still nice to know that there's a store there that has all the videos that aren't available on Netflix, which is most of them, if you think about it. And yeah, Black Dog has just been great to me and a great resource to the city. So they're having a 7th anniversary party on Commercial Drive tonight. You can head down there, grab a glass of something refreshing, then head over to see Luke meet at the Stormcrow after that. What a night! I just put that together for you. If that isn't enough, there's another thing happening tonight. Oh, before I talk about that, at the top we heard Fan Fiction from Toronto. That was the song Dust to Dust. Good stuff. Thanks to Jay Arner for the tip on Fan Fiction. I Googled it. It was tough. I managed to figure it out. Found the songs. Fan Fiction, difficult term to Google, but I made it through it. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM with you until 1 p.m. in the afternoon. As I was saying, if going to Black Dog and the Stormcrow aren't enough for you tonight, there's something else that you could do. Just down the street at the Waldorf, Slam Dunk is releasing their new album tonight with Student Teacher and KMVP. I think that's the name of that band. Anyways, it's going to be a lot of fun. They have a brand new album out. It's called Welcome to Miami. And we're going to hear a barnstorming number called Da Dunda. Yeah? Let's listen to that. Here is brand new Slam Dunk. Victoria's finest barnstorming rock and roll band with their song Da Dunda. Go see them tonight. Boom.
CITR 101.9 FM is pleased to invite you to a birthday party celebrating 75 years of campus and community radio excellence for 30 years on the FM dial and 30 years of Discorded magazine. We've got a lineup of bands and exhibits to celebrate CITR's 75-year history of independent radio and support of local independent music, including Miss Mar and Friends, Culture Shock, Fine Mist, Channels 3 and 4, Karen and Mark, and the new Best Friends and more. Doors open at 8, bands at 9, tickets for $10 in advance or $12 at the door plus voluntary donation. This party is one part of our alumni weekend, and if you are an alumni, past volunteer, or current member, or are connected to the history of the station, this event is for you. For more details, visit CITR.ca.
All right, let me just assure you that the Diamond Radioversary Party on Saturday night is going to be way crazier than that PSA made it sound. It is not going to be tame or, you know, like folky. It's going to be wild. It's going to be a lot of fun. Don't let that PSA dissuade you. All right, moving on.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing, Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at CITR.ca.
Every night I seem to lose.
Cause when I don't go through the door, my life just seems like such a bore. And he's asking me to please relax. No, I will after I put on my pants. And then he accused that I was confused. And I said, think whatever you like. And thanked him for a terrible night. What they want.
Okay, that was Pups, a fairly new band featuring Rose Melberg and Caitlin Livingston and that other person whose name I can't remember. But they're a great new band, and they're playing with Movieland and Love Cuts on Friday night at Pat's Pub. It's going to be it's a heck of a bill, got to say. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we heard Movieland before we heard Pups. That song that we heard was PEI, and then we heard He Cares More If You Forget About Me, featuring a little bit of Courtney Love in there, a little bit of Hole. That's from their Songs for Reno demo, Movieland. They've recorded an album, as far as I know, with Jay Arner, and they've made both Pups and Movieland have made contributions to the 2013 CITR Mint Records Pop Alliance compilation LP number 3, which is going to be timed with the Fun Drive happening in late February, early March. So that's all been... it's being test pressed right now, and they have two amazing songs on that compilation. So thank you, Pups and Movieland. Keep up the great work, and have a great show on Friday night. That's with Love Cuts is the other band. We also heard Slam Dunk, so they're once again playing tonight at the Waldorf, their LP release party. Look out for Welcome to Miami, featuring a great painting of a dog. It's a wonderful album cover. Great job, Slam Dunk. There's so much going on in the next few days. That's tonight, a Friday night. There's this Movieland show. There's also Julie Dwarin coming to town. She's going to be playing at the Waldorf, and she's playing with Village, great dream pop band from around here. So let's give a listen to a new Julie Dwarin song. She has an album out called So Many Days. Yes, that's what it's called. And it's out now. We're going to hear the song Can't Make It No More. And then after that, some Village with the song Stranger Thoughts. Both of these beautiful songs. It's a great night. And then I'm going to tell you, I'm going to blow your minds with all this other stuff that's happening CITR-wise right after I play all this stuff. So there's just so much going on this weekend. Rest up today, during the day, because then you have to go out tonight to go see Slam Dunk and everything else. Okay, here we go. Here's Julie Dwarin with Can't Make It No More.
Feel like I
there we go.
I just don't feel like I can make it no more. I just don't feel like I can make it no more. Well, it's true. I have a lover, and it's true, I have my family, and it's true, they all love me, but I just don't feel like I can make it no more. Well, I have my health, and I know that's a lot for sure. And I have everything to be grateful for. And feeling this way has got me pacing the floor. 'Cause I just can't figure out why I can't make it more.
Right, that was Carolyn Mark from her brand new album, The Queen of Vancouver Island, coming over from Victoria to town this weekend, which is very exciting. I'll tell you all about that in one sec. Before Carolyn Mark, we heard Village from their self-titled EP, Village. That was the song Stranger Thoughts. It is the one of the songs that isn't available on their 7-inch. They have a new 7-inch out on Kingfisher Blues. It is great. The song Nowhere, fantastic. And I'm sure you can buy that around town. I know that Tim, the guy from Kingfisher, works at Dandelion. So you can go check that out if you're around Maine and 8th. Before that, we heard Julie Dwaran from her brand new album, So Many Days. That was the song Can't Make It No More. Village and Dwaran, Waldorf on Friday. Carolyn Mark and her roommates, or I don't know, and the Bad Hostesses. I forget what the name is called. And the New Best Friends, that's what they're called, are going to be playing at Chapel Arts on Saturday night. That's a part of this great weekend that CITR is putting on to celebrate its 75th anniversary of doing radio, of being a student radio society. We've been on FM for 30 years. It's a hell of a milestone. So we're going to have a great weekend. If you're at all, like, if you're a CITR old-timer, if you've hung out around the station, you're really good friends with people from CITR. The whole weekend is really kind of a get together for to bring everyone together, a reunion, if you will. Friday night at Perch, which is just across the way from Rickshaw on Hastings, there's going to be kind of a hangout and drink some beers kind of thing. There's going to be an open house out here at the station on Saturday. So feel free to check those things out if they're of interest. And then the big thing is Chapel Arts on Saturday night. So Chapel Arts is at Hastings and Dunleavy, just kind of around the corner from Pat's Pub. And so Carolyn Mark is going to be playing Channels 3 and 4, fantastic band featuring Sarah Cordingley from the music department. Culture Shock featuring a bunch of CITR members from the 80s. I hear great things. Janice McKenzie, chair of the board, assures me they are going to blow my hair back. Can't wait. Miss Marr and her friends. So Lisa Marr coming up from LA, going to play. Her grandmother is going to hold title cards so that people can sing along. It's kind of like old school karaoke. It's going to be very fun. It's going to be great. And Gang Signs are playing, the hot new electronic pop band that all the kids are talking about. I've heard their album. It's good. I haven't seen them yet. I'm looking forward to it. Most excited about seeing Fine Mist. I am a huge Fine Mist fan. I am the co-founder of Fan Mist, the Fine Mist fan club. And it is going to be a lot of fun to dance to those songs again. So big thanks to, personal thanks to Jay and Megan for bringing the band back together. And they're going to, I'm sure, blow everyone away on Saturday night. So we're going to hear some songs from bands that are playing those nights. Start us off, Cub from their album Betty Cola. We're going to hear the song Summer Samba, and then we're going to hear some Fine Mist. Yeah. If you want tickets, they're at the usual places, record stores. You can also check out CITR's website for more information. $10 advance. I mean, it's going to be great. There may be, we haven't finalized anything. There may be some surprise guests. I'm just going to throw that out there. The specter of surprise guests has been invoked. It could happen. There's a couple people that were sort of couldn't be on the poster, could be playing. It's going to be a fun night. There's going to be a lot old friends there. It's going to be great. Okay, here is Cub to get us in the mood. Here is the song Summer Samba. Not that song. Here we go. Here is Summer Samba.
Come to Kanzine West on Saturday, November 17th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the W2 space at 111 West Hastings Street. Presented by Broken Pencil Magazine, $5 at the door gets you a prison issue of Broken Pencil and access to a variety of underground zines, comics, and micro press books for sale. We've got a panel of activists, writers, and artists discussing the relationship between controversy and art, and you won't want to miss our Real Vancouver Writers series either. Plus, we're bringing back the 1-2 punch book pitch, where our judges will tell you what they really think about your book idea in front of a live audience. For the complete festival lineup and to buy advance tickets, visit www.brokenpencil.com/canzine-vancouver or look us up on Facebook. Sponsored by Discorda Magazine, that magazine from CITR 101.9 FM. Look out for Discorda at Canzine West and check out Discorda on air Tuesdays, 4:30 p.m.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Yes, Hans Close, one of the best. A legend here at CITR. Really hoping I see him this weekend. I hope you make it out, Hans. If you're listening, please come out to Perch on Friday. Come to Chapel Arts on Saturday. It'll be great to see you. And your leather pants. Okay, we just heard Gang Signs from their self-titled album. That was the song that was Counting on You. Counting on You. Good tune, Gang Signs. Hope you bring that kind of action Saturday night when you are the opening band playing at 9 p.m. Show starts at 9. Gang signs, 9 p.m. Be there. Chapel Arts, Saturday. Boom. Okay. Moving on. Before that, we heard Fine Mist from their single, Out of Sync. The first song they ever wrote, Who Do I Want Waiting? I think about that all the time. Who do I want waiting? It's the people that are home right now having a good day. And at the top, we heard Cub from their classic album, Betty Cola, featuring artwork by the artist for Archie, or one of the artists. That was the song, Summer Samba. It's a sunny day. Kind of feels summery. Not at all. Okay. Good stuff. Hope to see you there Saturday night. I recently wrote an article for Discorder magazine. Part of all this anniversary stuff is that Discorder is also celebrating their 30th anniversary. That's going to happen, I think, early in the new year. And so they're running a series of articles about the history of the station and of Discorder, all that kind of stuff. When I first started listening to CITR in the late 90s, I remember this happening. I didn't hear it happen, but it was legendary. Three DJs with a late night show broadcast the film. So there was basically a porn movie was shot in the station, and they broadcast the sound of that live. Craziness, right? Crazy. Over the years, that legend has grown. It's taken on all sorts of, apocryphal, I think would be the term to describe some of the things that have been said about what happened that night. Thankfully, I dug in to try to figure out what exactly happened. So you can read the story in Discorder. It's online now. Try to find out exactly who was involved, what happened. I think it's a pretty good read. I've already had it corrected. Nardwar has already told me that, in fact, some fluffing happened in the lounge, so there was some action in the lounge, and there was good reason to be afraid of those couches. I'm hoping that more people will come forward with stories. As I say in the article, it is difficult to get people to talk about their secret porn past. The director, Dusty Chinook, I know his real name. I sent him multiple messages, never got back to me. Go figure. But I'm hoping, you know, that sometime this weekend, out of the woodwork will come some more stories about what really happened. And there is a videotape out there, so I'm told. And it would be pretty funny to see that. I don't think, from everything I hear, it is not sexy in one little bit. But it would be really funny to see this very room featured in a porn shoot. commemorating CITR of yore and that story, I'm going to play the band Full Sketch. Three members of this band were the DJs that hosted the Dead Air show that broadcast this thing, Barb, Sarah, and Katie. So this is a Full Sketch from the album, or from the compilation Vancouver Special. We're going to hear the song First Sketch. After that, we're going to hear the Riff Randalls with their cover of The Pointed Sticks' Somebody's Mom. Just saw The Pointed Sticks' last show. It happened a couple weeks ago. Kind of boring. I mean, I don't know them that well. It was fun to be there to see that, and they looked like they were having a great time. They're still doing it. I like this song, Somebody's Mom. That's good. Okay, here is Full Sketch and then the Riff Randalls. Both from Vancouver Special. We'll be right back.
look at me, I've seen all that I wanna see. And take your cigarettes, I'm not a 40-year old fighter with a housewife, fighting with a terminal solution. Your face looks like a preview for September's television, and you're somebody's mama. Even if you're just a lazy, useless bum, and you married somebody's dad. You brought up all your children, ask you what about that? I know you said your husband's free to run off with your secretary, but sit at home and kill yourself with sedatives and other pills, and you're somebody's mama. Even if you're just a lazy, useless bum, and you married somebody's dad. You brought up all your children, ask you what have been mad. Somebody's mama.
Mom!
Even if you're just a lazy, useless bum, and you married somebody's dad.
Dad!
You brought up all your children, else you would have been mad. Oh, you're somebody's.
Mom!
You're somebody's.
Mom!
You're somebody's.
Mom!
You're somebody's.
Mom!
Somebody's mom. I'll tell you, it's weird being someone's dad. That was the Riff Randalls from the compilation Vancouver Special, put out by Mint Records, compiled by Mr. Sean Raggett in 1999. What a great compilation, a great snapshot of Vancouver in that time. And that was featuring Sean Raggett when he used to play with the Riff Randalls before there was some sort of tour snafu, and he ended up running off and joining a Buddhist colony on tour. Fun times. That was a Pointed Stick song. Great track. Before that, we heard Full Sketch, also from Vancouver Special, their song, First Sketch. Thank you, Full Sketch. Great work. A bunch of those people went on to form the Organ, you know, just in case you were interested. There you go. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week. And in the meantime, stay tuned for Dara. He's got a bunch of great tunes lined up. Then Robin with Ink Studs. And then someone's getting a text message, also exciting. And then Thunderbird Eye later on this afternoon. Stay tuned for an excellent afternoon of programming here on CITR 101.9 FM. Going to close out with Channels 3 and 4, featuring Sarah Cordingly of CITR's music department. This is the song Energy Riot. That's what I hope they will bring. They're going to close out the show on Saturday night. And if anyone can bring an energy riot, it is the Cord, the Sare Bear, and her band, Channel 3 and 4. Yeah, this is from their self-titled 7-inch, Energy Riot. Thanks for listening. See you on the weekend. If not, see you next Thursday. Bye.
CITR is celebrating the 75th anniversary of UBC Radio Excellence, 30 years on the FM dial, and 30 years of Discorder magazine. Your one and only CITR 101.9 FM is inviting all CITR alumni and friends to our alumni weekend this November 16th and 17th. On the 16th, we'll be kicking it live on location at Perch on 337 Hastings around 5 p.m. for some beers, cheers, and cooling with peers. The 17th, come to Thea's Lounge for some Give Us Your Love brunch at 11 a.m. Find out more about what's going down at the station and the progress we have made over the years. Shortly after, join us for tours of our beloved station and learn about our space and the new sub. Come to our birthday party on Saturday evening at Chapel Arts with CITR alumni Lisa Marr and Culture Shock performing, as well as Gang Signs, Fine Mist, Carolyn Mark, and Channels 3 and 4. Reminisce about the good old days, bumping the shows of the past, as we have dedicated this special weekend to hearing our alumni on the airwaves. So come and cool out with us on the freaking weekend and have you some fun. But don't forget to register for events. Visit CITR.ca for more details.